a warm welcome to Tanya Mills.
Do you want to do your send-up?
No. Okay. No, I'm not going to do a send-up. I didn't prepare that. Growing up, my older brother Jeff and I epitomized sibling rivalry. And it got worse the older we got. By the time we were both at BYU, I was fairly convinced he did not really love me. Even though he came back from his church mission in England and would make extra efforts to be kind, I didn't quite trust it because every now and then his taunting or teasing would break through. And that was the real Jeff, I knew. And then April 10th, 1976 happened. Our student ward, or congregation, had a closing social up in Diamond Fort Canyon at a park. I had learned to drive. We'd lived overseas, and I didn't get my driver's license till I went to BYU. So I had learned to drive the year before. So I drove up in our family's big blue Chevy Impala. And about lunchtime, Jeff arrived in his pale yellow Fiat 128 sports coupe. He had just gotten it the day before, and he just wanted to show it off to everyone. His friend Jeff Kirkham asked, "Hey, can I have a ride?" And I was surprised when Jeff said, "Tanya, you want to come along?" So all three piled into this two-door, four-seat coupe, and Jeff sped off down up the canyon road, and he was really booking it at times. He was going 55 or 60. And he got to this one curve in particular, and he almost lost control to the point that it fishtailed. Now, Kirkham laughed the whole time, but it scared me, and I think it really scared Jeff a little too. Anyway, after that, Kirkham said, "Can I have a turn driving it?" And so Jeff gave him a turn. And nothing happened. So we dropped Kirkham back at the picnic in the canyon. And then Jeff said, "Do you want to turn, Tanya?" And I said, "Sure." You see, this was a stick shift, and I had only driven a stick shift twice before this. And I fessed up to that to Jeff. And Jeff said, "Oh, well, maybe we shouldn't then." I said, "Oh, come on, you can just show me. I just need a little refresher course." And so he gave me a few pointers, and we finally set off a little jerkily at first, and then we were smoothly going along. And I thought, this is great. Until we came to that same curve. And as I saw that we were coming to that curve, my brain started to scramble. Do I downshift? Do I break? And Jeff says, "Okay, now we're coming to that curve. You want to ease up, brake, apply the brake easily, you know?" And I'm just going, I had to do something, and I wasn't sure what. I just panicked, and my left foot just shoved the clutch all the way in, but my hands were frozen on the steering wheel, and so without downshifting, we sped up, and we're going to the curve, and Jeff's saying, "The brake! Hit the brake!" And I didn't move, and he finally, as we were about to go off the road into this, down this bank, into this marshy area, he just grabs the wheel, brings it to the right, so that our rear wheels skid around behind, go off the road, and we started to roll. And I'm thinking, dear God, is this really happening? everything seemed black. Now, I don't know if that was because the interior was black, it was, or if I lost consciousness, or if I just closed my eyes, but I'm thinking, while we're rolling and tumbling, I can't believe this is happening. I'm gonna die, and I'm so young. And finally, I just had to wait till it ended, whatever was gonna happen. When I came to, however long later, and realized I was still alive, I found myself on the ceiling of the car. The car was upside down in this marshy, muddy area. I was on the ceiling in the back, and the back seat had come loose and was on top of me. And I looked to the side, and somehow Jeff was already out of the car, and he was walking around crazily, sobbing hysterically, and saying, "My car! My car!" And I'm thinking, oh yeah, he would think of the car. Well, and the accident hadn't killed me, but maybe now he would. And then, in the next moment, as I looked out that side window, I saw something amazing. He stops sobbing a minute, and his eyes go wide, and he's thinking, and I could see what he was thinking. Tanya! And he starts saying, "Tanya, where are you? Are you?" And you know, I didn't answer right away because I was kind of enjoying the fact that for the first time, I felt like my brother really cared about me. But finally, I did answer. And I was stuck. He had to pull me out by my hands. We got out, but he put his arm around me. He helped me up the bank. You know, a passerby came and took us back to the picnic spot. And then he insisted, even though I had a cut on my top of my head and had bled a little bit, Jeff had a big bump, but he insisted on driving me in the Impala all the way back to the BYU Health Center. And we had no broken bones, no stitches needed, just headaches, and we were probably concussed, both of us. And the cops came to take our statement, and I got cited for speeding, which I thought was really unfair after all we'd been through. But hey, if it took a wrecked Fiat, minor injuries, and a speeding ticket to learn that my brother really did love me, it was worth it. Thank you.